Hello, and I'm here, funny enough, with my old boss, Mark Tuckey. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, how are you?
So what do you do?
What do I do? I do the ghost walks on the island and ghostly experience. And of course, Halloween is a very busy time for me. So this week we have a program of ghost walks across the island. In the afternoons we're doing a little coach tour for 2 hours, starting at 2 o'clock in Newport and going around lots of the ghostly locations, and I'm telling the stories and the sightings there. And on Saturday, the big day, we're doing 2 walks down at the Botanic Garden, one at 6 and one at 8, and followed by an investigation starting at 10 o'clock going through till 10 in the morning, and this is at a large mansion in Bonchurch. All this you can get on www.ghostisland.com. We're also very active on the Facebook page, which is the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience. And let us not forget the new app that we've produced under the Isle of Fright, which you can go to. It's completely free, and it indicates 13 locations on the island that are haunted, and you click onto any of those and I will pop up and tell you all the details of the hauntings.
I'll have to look out for that.
Yeah.
Now, you said that I heard you said the Isle of Wight was the most haunted island in the world. Why is that?
The island is the most haunted island in the world, in my estimation. It is said that the ley lines, the ancient energy ley lines, converge on the island very much the same as they do at Stonehenge. But the paranormal is much to do with history and the past, and the history of the Isle of Wight is very colourful and very underrated. After all, we've had Charles I imprisoned in Carisbrook Castle. We've had Queen Victoria building Osborne Palace, as it was known when she was in residence. Then we have the shipwrecks and the piracy and the smuggling. All adds to the excitement, the romance, and the spiritual side of the Isle of Wight.
Okay, how long have you been doing the ghost walk for?
Well, I'm now in my 21st year, so I've been doing it a long time.
A long time, yeah.
Yeah.
What made you want to start your business?
Right. It was quite by accident, with a meeting with Gay Baldwin, who had just written her book, The Newport Ghost Walk. I volunteered to lead that walk and enjoyed meeting the people and talking about the stories. I love my history, and of course that is very much involved within the business itself. So that's how I came to be involved with it.
Okay, thank you very much for this.
You're welcome.
Hope to see you on the ghost walk this year or the next. We'll see what happens.
Thank you, and have a happy Halloween.